I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting to order. Let the record reflect that today is Thursday, February 5th at 3:31 p.m. Members present today, Vice Chair Senator Bjorkman, Senator Wilkowski, Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Tilton, myself, Chair Kawasaki. We do have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to thank Carrie Tupou from Senate Records and Chloe Miller, moderator with the Legislative Information Office, for being here. We just have one item on today's agenda, and that is a second hearing on Senate Bill 188, the Tanana Valley State Forest. It is sponsored at the request of the governor, rules by request of the governor. We almost finished our presentation. We actually finished our presentation in the nick of time at the last meeting on the 3rd. We do have Jeremy Dowse here, who is online to sort of finish up and present the sectional analysis. We will then take questions, and then we will open it up to public testimony. So if Mr. Dowse, if you want to put yourself on the record and continue the presentation beginning with, I think we're not sure exactly what page we're on the presentation, but it's essentially the sectional summary.
And for the record, this is Jeremy Dowse, State Forester and Director of the Division of Forestry and Fire Protection. And I'll let Brent Goodrum, the Deputy Commissioner, is in the room, and I believe he's going to go through the sectional, if that works.
Okay. Yes, that'd be great. Deputy Commissioner, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. For the record, Deputy Commissioner Brent Goodrum, we're starting on slide 9, the sectional analysis. I'll get to it very quickly because it's a pretty quick analysis. The first section repeals and reenacts the legal description of the current Tanana Valley State Forest to include a legal description of 43 additional units. As we talked about earlier, that's about 600,000 acres of additional acreage. Section 2 adds a new subsection defining section and sections as both surveyed, and I'm going to make a correction here, and unsurveyed protracted sections. And so that's what that section says. Section 3 allows the Department of Natural Resources to adopt regulations necessary to implement the bill. Section 4 sets an immediate effective date for Section 3. And Section 5, you'll probably have to have a little conversation about, sets a now past date, July 1st, 2025, as effective date for Sections 1 and 2 and expansion of the state forest. So that is the sectional analysis. 66 pages of description, the legal description of the forest. Yes.
Thank you, Deputy Commissioner. We hope none of those details are wrong, meaning correct. We'll have to have the bill vetoed and resubmitted, but I did have questions looking at the map that is part of the testimony. It just shows basically checkered board. It looks like that. Yeah, checkered boards. And so there's obviously like contiguous areas that are adjacent to the proposed orange, but then are not necessarily inside them. I'm just curious, just at a high level, if either you or the state forester might be able to just mention why it seems like those are such sporadically placed.
Sure, I will allow. This is Deputy Commissioner Goodrum. I'll let State Forester Jeremy Dowse speak to that.
All right, for the record, Jeremy Dowse, State Forester, Director of Division of Forestry and Fire Protection. And Chair Kawasaki, there's a couple of different reasons on why the checkerboarded, non-contiguous kind of pattern on the state forest. Some of that is obviously land ownership. There's federal lands, lands that are owned by the military in there that bisect where the state forest would be. And then for the state lands that exist within those areas, in some cases, there's through the planning process, been identified more beneficial uses to the state, so it may not be a productive site. There might be mineral resources that exist there, so it might be classified for mining, or it might be classified for something like habitat. In some cases, there are some forestry classified lands that have a dual habitat or a dual classification, such as habitat. So a variety of different reasons on why that exists.
Great. Thank you, Director. Other questions? I do have a question. In the materials packet earlier this fall, we received a comment from the Department of Army Installation Management Command, headquartered at the Army Garrison in Fort Wainwright. And it essentially, it's a two-page with a map that sort of addresses some of the state forest expansion into the area, talking about some of the, quote, disposable interest into this, quote, state forest. I wondered if you had any comments to make on that.
For the record, Jeremy Dowse, Director of Division of Forestry and Fire Protection. So some of those areas that they are concerned about are just north of what's referred to as Donnelly Training Area West. And that land, it is state land, but I believe it's designated for settlement or possibly remote recreation. It's state land to be disposed of and put into private lands or private hands. And I think the Army is concerned that with having private land so close to the boundary of the installation that it may inhibit some of their training mission. There is a history of fire coming both off of the military installation and even some starting on state land and going on to the military installation, but they are concerned because of the somewhat, you know, there's a history of fire there that they're concerned by putting people there where it's putting people at risk.
Sure. And I think another thing is there might be a couple members of this committee that are going to be heading up to the JPMRC, which is the Joint Pacific Multi-Readiness Center, including Donnelly Dome area. And I think a lot of that area might be used for strafing exercises and things like that. And I don't know if, I mean, I'm not here to speak on behalf of the Army, but I think that the letter kind of goes to that they'd rather not have anyone nearby. But I do understand the nature of land ownership in Alaska. And, you know, for a state as large as we are, we do have some interceding uses. And so I think that's pretty much what the letter was mostly discussing. Senator Bjorkman.
Thanks, Chair Kawasaki. Mr. Dowse, as I kind of look at the map and land ownership there, right in the center of the map, just west of Delta, kind of all of that land is state land as I look at online mapping tools. And so I'm wondering, as we look at this like very large contiguous chunk of state land west of Delta, why there are portions of that chunk of land carved out. Why is that not in the state forest and the other parts are?
Through the chair, Senator Bjorkman, if you're referring to that, there's a, on the map, it's a white piece of ground. It's not classified either green or orange or not symbolized that way. Anyways, is that the area that you're referring to?
Correct.
So that is the area that is currently classified, I believe it's for remote recreation. Mm-hmm. And so that's state land that has a different classification. It's not classified for forestry. It's a site that's classified for disposal.
Okay. I understand.
Okay, great. Thank you. Are there any further questions before we go to public testimony? Okay, hearing and seeing none, the State Affairs Committee will open up public testimony. Public testimony is limited to 3 minutes, if you can try and confine it to the three-minute time limit. First up, we only have one person here to testify at this point. We have Joe Young, owner of Young's Timber Incorporated in Tok, Alaska. If you would state your name and your record, or name and affiliation for the record, welcome to the Senate State Affairs Committee.
Joe Young here. I'm the owner of Young's Timber Inc. in Tok, Alaska, and have been operating in the timber industry for 33 years within the Tamar Valley State Forest. And Young's Timber Inc. is a generational business. Not only do I work it, but my children and my grandchildren help me work it. And I highly recommend that the State Affairs Committee pass SB 188, proposed expansion of the Tanana Valley State Forest. By designating these, designating these four state classified lands into the Tanana Valley State Forest, management then transfers to the Alaska Division of Forestry. This expansion will protect the boreal forest from other risks and developments such as subdivisions. This bill reduces state costs as it eliminates both Division of Forestry and Division of Lands, interdivision employees working together time on timber sales so both divisions can concentrate their divisions on the resources in their divisions. Reducing state costs in this time of budget crisis needs to be considered. The expansion creates a larger timber base for capital investments into the timber industry. Young's Timber Inc. invested $480,000 into timber processing equipment in January 2026 and plans to invest another $500,000 in 2026. So that's about $1 million investment that Young's Timber Inc. is investing into the harvesting equipment for harvesting timber for its sawmills. The timber industry needs access to stable, long-term supply of timber resources for growth. The primary purpose of the state forest is timber incorporating multiple use. In the last 33 years that YTI has been building logging roads, skid trails, multiple users come in right behind us to pick berries, especially blueberries and raspberries in the upper Tanana, trapping, trail walking, hunting, and even beehives are starting to show up for honey, and many other uses besides that. Harvesting creates access for fire protection, which is very critical to control the fire. Thank you for allowing me to testify, and please pass Senate Bill 188.
Thank you very much, Mr. Young, for your testimony. I'm just looking at the map, and it's not a very blown-up map of the area around Tok, but it looks like there's a pretty considerable little segment directly off the Alaska Highway to the south, maybe a little bit prior to the urbanized area of Tok there and the motel. Can you tell me what the current what that land looks like? Is it all forested? Is it all, you know, we have these bills that are in front of us all the time, and unless you've been there, you don't really know what it really looks like. And so I'm just curious from your perspective what that area looks like. And there's a U24 that's written on top of it. Again, we don't have a blow up of the map here with us right now.
Yes, what I can say there is it is a continuous forest, and one of the biggest problems we have in the Tok area, of course, is fires. And, you know, as everybody knows, in 1990, Tok almost burnt down from the 1990 Tok River fire. And by putting in the mosaic-type harvesting prescriptions or units is that not only can we help control fire mitigation, but also aesthetically, you know, when you fly over it, it looks great from the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Senator Bjorkman has a blow up on his phone that he just showed me, and it's a nice looking area. Are there any other questions for Mr. Young under public testimony? Okay, hearing and seeing none, is there anybody else who'd like to testify on Senate Bill 188 today? And we do plan on holding Senate Bill 188 in committee for a little bit. There's nobody in the room who'd like to testify. Is there anybody else online who'd like to testify on Senate Bill 188? Okay, we'll keep public testimony open on the Senate bill. If you'd like to send an email to the Senate State Affairs Committee, for testimony for or against the bill, you can send an email to senate.state.affairs@aklag.gov. That is senate.state.affairs@aklag.gov. This bill will proceed at some point over to the Resources Committee, where the process will continue. I'd like to thank Brent Goodrum for being here today to present the sectional of the bill and some of the discussion we've had. I'd like to thank Jeremy Dow, State Forester and Director of the Division of Forestry. Is there any other comments or questions? Okay, well, not seeing them, I guess we're going to get out of here a little early. I wanted to let the Senate State Affairs Committee know that we did have a bill that was potentially heading to us. We're trying to waive it, and if you can just sign that memo before it is a resolution, a simple resolution by a member of this committee on the semi-sesquicentennial, the 250th anniversary of the U.S. So just want to thank you for bringing that forward, and we'll get it all signed and getting it out of here. That concludes the meeting for today. The next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, February 10th. We will hear two bills, Senate Bill 126 regarding correctional facilities and placement. It is by Senator Yunt. We did hear the bill at least once before in the last year. We'll also hear Senate Bill 71 on pretrial services, supervision, and agreements, and this is also by the governor, by the Rules Committee, by request of the governor. We did hear that one more time. And then we will hear at least something of a briefing by the Department of Corrections, since they'll be in the capital city the following week. If there's no other business to attend to at this time, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting of the Senate State Affairs Committee. The time now is 3:49 p.m.